We're reading Hebrews chapter 10. Please take your Bibles. Hope you have your Bibles here today. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 26. The writer here says, if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will be he who thought worthy, who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? Have you ever been insulted? Has anyone ever said something to you that has hurt your feelings, that has lowered the dignity of your name and the standing with which you consider yourself? Maybe a certain amount of self-esteem or confidence that you might have. We went through this passage a few years ago, and maybe it's good that this morning we can return to it. We've been going through Romans in a family Bible hour, and this morning we were speaking a little bit about the hypocrisy and the guilt that the Jewish people had in having a name that God himself personally gave them, a name that God called them with. They had the law, they had the revelation from God. And those people would remain in their sin and think that it was no big deal. A lot of people have this attitude towards laws, whether it's county laws, government laws, they consider themselves above the law. Our text here says, if we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the Word of God. God has brought you here today for a specific reason. Maybe today's the first time you've come to church. Maybe you've been here for your whole life. But you cross paths in God's eternal destiny in your life when God brings you to a point where you hear the Word of God. And having had the opportunity to hear the Word of God, you've been exposed, very much like a little child when he is first born. You take him to the doctor and he receives a series of shots and inoculations that prepares his body for a future time when maybe he might, if he didn't have this inoculation, die from a particular disease that he might receive. And this word of knowledge, this knowledge that God has given you through the word is a warning. This is something that God has given to you so that you would have a knowledge of God. The grace of God is here to bring you to a knowledge of God. As we've been working our way through Romans, we read that instead of accepting the grace of God that God allows, people trample the word of God underfoot. Sometimes you have to step on something to get through it. And so this is the same attitude some people have. God says that in the Old Testament, when somebody sinned, there was a certain consequence to their sin in the Old Testament. There was the law of Moses, and there were certain laws that if you ignored these laws and if you transgressed this law, you might become subject to the death penalty. And there was a series of death penalty requirements in the Old Testament. There were some certain things that if you did them, you were guilty without even having to go before a judgment or a judge or a trial. But in His mercy, God in His grace has set up His word in such a way that even in the law of Moses, even if you were guilty of death, you could not be executed unless there were a minimum of two, or preferably three, personal witnesses that had seen what you had done. You could not accidentally do something that nobody saw, be accused of it, and then pay the death penalty for that sin. There had to be a minimum of several witnesses there that would have to come to court and testify against you. The Word of God is God's testimony against us. God does not need two or three witnesses. God Himself sees everything. God is every place. He knows all things. He sees all things. And so for those people that ignore the Word of God and the warning that we have, the knowledge that you have been given, you stand condemned before God without even having to go through this trial. And if the people deserve the death penalty, our scripture and our text today says that what do the people have to look forward to that have ignored and have trampled underfoot? It means to take with your foot and stamp it out. It talks about maybe stepping on a like an ant and devouring it or extinguishing its life. God in his power could wipe us out in an instant, the moment we are first born and we first sin. When Adam first sinned, God did not immediately destroy him, but in his mercy allowed him to live physically for many, many hundreds of years. The sinner who rejects the knowledge of God has nothing to look forward to except a fearful expectation. This word fearful talks about something that gives you a heart attack in a spiritual sense every time you sin. If you have sinned, it has to give you a heart attack to understand that you will stand before God and give an accounting of yourself to God for the sin that you have just committed. And the worst sin is rejection of the knowledge of the Word of God that God has in His mercy open to you. And so when you do this, you are insulting the Spirit of God, the grace of God, that before the creation of the world, God made a decision that He would save us, that God would be merciful to us, and God has extended His plan of salvation. And from Genesis to Revelation opens up His plan for us, so that by following it, by believing it, by trusting in it, by putting our faith in it, and yet there are some people that with their feet, they trample it. There are places you go in the wilderness where you're not allowed to go. It's a preservation. But if you go there and you step on these plants and on these flowers, they're destroyed. In the same way, sometimes you have this one opportunity today to hear the knowledge of the Word of God that can bring you to salvation. And if that's you today, we invite you. Come up after the service. I'd love to sit down, talk to you some more, pray with you, show you in more detail the Word of God. And so for now, let this be just a reminder for those of us that know God of His mercy and His love and His grace. We can give God our thanks from the deepest recesses of our heart for what He's done for us. Amen.